Assalamu alaikum, my name is Damien, and this is my story. Well, I was born and raised in Poland, a small city called Radom. Both of my parents are Polish. I would say we were a pretty normal family, yeah. The area I grew up in was pretty quiet, I would say. Well, the place I lived in was basically a flat, you know, so there was like, yeah, lots of tall buildings basically near each other. Some parks around, but basically pretty quiet. The primary school I went to basically was pretty near my house, so I had a 5-minute walk, more or less. I think I was a pretty good student, you know, nothing special, but yeah, you know, was all right, plenty of friends, quite a chilled child, basically. Wasn't pretty much into sports, you know, no football, no basketball, stuff like that. Not really much hobbies. Well, after I got my first computer, I started to basically being a geek. I started my video games. Stuff like that, you know, start spending more time at home playing games instead of going outside playing football or doing whatever. So yeah, at the time I moved to my secondary school, basically I had to change all the friends I knew, all the people I knew, all the area I felt comfortable in. So yeah, it was quite hard, quite rough back then. Because I was into my video games and stuff like that, I was a geek. I got a pretty hard time just because of that, you know, and yeah, didn't really enjoy going much to school just because of that, you know, it's like, yeah, you're gonna get beat up or you can stay at home. So yeah, I did that. I preferred to basically stay at home instead of to go to school. So it was like a jail sometimes in there. It's like every day it was like a fight, you know, you're getting called names and beat up and all that stuff. It was quite horrible sometimes. Yeah, so I was growing up, you know, missing as much school as I can, basically, because didn't want to go there to get beat up and stuff like that. And so I'd spend most of my time at home, not socializing, like losing my social skills, actually, you know. Instead of speaking with people, I would just type on the keyboard or something. So yeah, that was it, you know, maybe I would go to school once or twice in a couple of weeks, you know, just because I was called into school, you know, the teachers was worried and stuff like that, you know, my parents made me to go to school, you know, just when they found out I don't want to go out there. But the time I actually quit school, you know, I was about 18, my mom was working in France at the time, you know, and my dad had a day shift, so he never knew if I'm at home or not. So basically I would stay at home, play my video games, and I thought, wow, this is the life, basically. You know, all I need, I have my parents paying the bills for me, I'm staying at home, I'm doing what I like, and I don't have to socialize with anyone else. I can basically be at home and do what I like. You know, don't have a job, well, people paying for me, that's amazing. And sitting at home, like all the online games. Yeah, back then it was basically the life for me, you know. Didn't think much about finding a job, finding a girlfriend, socializing with other people. My parents wanted me to go to university, but I basically said, nah, no way, that's not happening, because school was like terrible experience for me. They tried, but I just said, nah, I'm gonna find a job maybe one day, and just I don't need education in my life. How it sounds strange now, but yeah, at the time that was what I was thinking. So one day I got a phone call from one of my friends saying that there's a lot of job opportunities in Belfast, so basically do whatever you have to, pack yourself and come over. I was like, yeah, of course, you know, I heard on the TV and from a lot of my friends that the life in basically not in Poland, any other country would be much better. More money, more opportunities for jobs, stuff like that. So I decided to move out. I did my forklift license back in Poland and before I moved out, and my friend, basically the first day I got into UK, I went to Belfast, and straight away my friend found me a job. So yeah, I started working. I'm about 18, something like that. I'm about 18, just had my birthday. I have a job, I have a place to live, I have my income, and comparing to my life in Poland, I'm like, wow, you know, this is the amount of money I probably would never see. So yeah, you know, I was amazed. I was thinking like, wow, I can do all this stuff. I can spend it all, you know, start partying, doing stupid stuff. I mean, some of the people introduced me into drugs, you know, I start more alcohol, more stuff like that, that I would never do. Basically, I moved to Belfast. I'm Polish, but I knew some English. I was quite good. My English was quite well for a Polish person. My job was, officially, I was a forklift driver. That's what was my job title, basically. But I did so much more than that. I was building furniture, building racking for shops, stuff like that I was taught how to set it up, you know, but most of the times I would be a helper for a delivery guy, delivery person. So I would go out for a delivery with furniture with one of the drivers, basically. I mean, it's not the most exciting job in the world, but they paid me. And comparing to Polish income, you know, that was an amazing amount of money for me. You know, I was able to pay my rent, I was able to buy my food and party for the rest of it, you know, spend it all alcohol on drugs and stuff like that. Yeah, at that stage, both my sister and my mother was living in Belfast with me, basically, so we shared a house. So when I was about 23, I decided to move house. I had to live on my own. So basically, I can do whatever I want, because yeah, my family told me, you know, that's not actually the way to go. So yeah, too much alcohol, too much stuff like that, you know. So I decided, yeah, I'm going to move out. I'm going to live on my own. So I can do whatever I want, maybe find a girlfriend, maybe, you know, improve, do whatever I want, basically. So yeah, about 23, I got a place for myself. I had enough money to manage that. With my income, I was able to pay all the bills, like I said, and have enough for food, for drugs, for alcohol, for whatever I wanted, basically. And I still was into my gaming back then. So yeah, every basically console, every way to not think about real life, you know, it was there for me, my games and all the intoxicants. So I would spend a lot of time, you know, I would spend a lot of time in my flat, basically, you know, for hours and hours. If I didn't have to work, that's all I would do, basically drink, play games, maybe smoke, of course smoke. And basically the time I had to go to work, I would call in and say, yeah, I'm sick, I need my holidays, do whatever I say, whatever lie I can, just to not go to work if I have the money left. Well, if the money would run out, well, I have to go back to work, so I would go do that. And I would lie and lie, like constantly, you know, to the point I actually had to Google good lies to not go to work, you know. And for some reason my boss believed it, but yeah, that what happened. Well, because my sister and my mother left in Belfast for not far away from where I was living, you know, basically I didn't feel like I need to go to Poland too much. Like the two closest persons that, you know, I felt close to was living near, so didn't feel like going even on vacation, on holidays to Poland. But yeah, you know, it was, I had to visit my elderly, like my grandpa, my grandma. You know, it was quite nice to meet some of the people I used to hang out with, even if there wasn't much of them. And of course, my father was still living in Poland at that time. So once, maybe 3 years, maybe 2 years, I would go to Poland to visit, but it felt like not in the, I didn't feel too comfortable in there. It like felt really wild comparing to the place I was living in Belfast, basically. But you know, well, coming from the, I had some money saved, so going to a poor country that Poland was back then, you know, I was like, felt quite good, you know, because I was able to afford things that most of the people wouldn't be able to do back then, you know. Maybe it's, I don't want to sound too high and mighty on it, but yeah, it made me feel quite proud, basically seeing all my friends that can't really find a job and don't have much money on them, you know. I was able to go party with them, basically pay for everything, you know. People wanted to hang out with you just because you have money, you know, and I knew that, but didn't bother me, you know. I was like, yeah, you know, just come over, you know, I can do this, I can buy that, you know. So when I spent my money in Poland, you know, every time I came back to Belfast, I actually felt back in home, even if it, I wasn't there for very long, you know, a majority of my life, but this place felt like home for me, maybe because my mother and my sister was there, but don't know, but it felt like home. You know, would carry on like that for a couple of years without much change, you know, work if you must, party, drugs, games. But finally, my boss decided that he's closing the company. That was after about 3 years of me working there. So yeah, I just rented my house basically, and I lost my job. So it was quite a big hit for me, basically, from having a perfect life for me, you know, doing basically whatever I want, to I don't have a job, I don't have the money to pay my bills, and basically what to do. So I had to move out from the house that I enjoyed so much. I moved back with my mother and my sister, basically. Was quite a bum for a while, you know, would have claimed some benefits, basically. Wasn't much, but would try to survive as long as I can on it. But yeah, the party life basically ended. You know, I lost my job, was quite getting depressed because I can't do what I want. I don't have a job. I don't have money to do what I want. I can't buy a game that I want. So I can't really escape the world I don't really like, you know. Was needed to focus more on real life, basically. So I couldn't find a job for a while. Maybe I didn't want to. And my mom helped me with that, you know. She met me with her boss, basically. She introduced me to him, and luckily enough, he gave me a job, he gave me a chance. So after that, I minimum wage, you know, nothing special, laundry. Can't imagine, you know, being anything exciting, but, you know, had enough money to basically pay some of my bills and maybe enjoy a little bit of the life that I enjoyed before that, like, yeah, a little bit more for alcohol, a little bit more for games, and basically buy some stuff that I want. But with that, I found that I'm not really happy, you know, was with all the drugs and all that, I was basically getting slimmer and slimmer and more depressed. Basically, the things that I thought that makes me happy, actually, it put me down, you know. And, you know, because I wasn't much of a people person, you know, wouldn't socialize too much, wouldn't talk to people and would prefer to sit in my room and basically play my games, you know, and yeah, to intoxicate myself, you know. It didn't make me as happy as I thought. So at that point, I started to question my ways, basically. Question, is it the right thing? Is the thing I do actually make me happy in life? At that point, my sister moved out to England. So basically one of the people I actually cared about, you know, the one of the people that I could really openly talk to moved away. So I got another quite big hit, you know, so I'm quite depressed at the time, at the point. Of course, I'm not socializing with people, you know, so there's no girlfriend, no people I can really talk to, basically, except my mom. So I was like, I'm really feeling like not a human being, you know, questioning myself, getting all those strange thoughts in my head, you know, where they're coming from, I was thinking, you know. So I found out on the internet, I Googled it. Yeah, instead of going to professional help, I Googled it. And I found out about this thing called anxiety, and that many people are very, when they're very anxious, their anxiety levels are very high, you know, that's what happening to people, you know, they're depressed, they don't want to do much, they don't want to go to work, you know, they basically want to be left alone, not talking to anyone, and that's how I was, you know. And, you know, I read somewhere on the internet as well, probably, that cannabis, marijuana, you know, basically helps you with that. So instead of getting like a professional help, I started smoking more because I thought it's going to make me feel better. But quite the opposite. I was getting worse and worse, you know, to the point that the only person that I could talk to basically was my mom, you know. So I would get aggressive, I would get drunk more often, I would get stoned more often. And basically the only person back then that wanted to help me, you know, I wouldn't be quite nice to her, you know, if I can say that. So my sister said she met a Muslim person, and I was like, what, a Muslim, you know, back then. And anything that I knew about Muslim was from TV, so if you heard anything about conspiracy theories about 9/11 and stuff like that, you know, Osama bin Laden, so that was all my knowledge about Muslim people, basically. So I was like, what do you want to do with this guy? You know, why are you even around him? You know, but she invited me over and to meet her and meet her friend, basically. And I started to learn much more about Muslims. Well, back then I was still like quite worried, you know. I started learning about Muslims, but, you know, I had in the back of my head, you know, I had whatever the TV was telling, whatever the society was telling, that, you know, they're all terrorists and stuff like that. So, you know, even if I met the guy and my sister said he's all right, I was like quite, yeah, so I didn't feel quite comfortable with him around, you know. And even if he was like amazing person to me, you know, back then I didn't see it as much. And, you know, I found out that he's into video games as well, just like me. So that's a funny story. But yeah, that's what actually opened up. that's what made me open up a little bit to him as well, you know. And at that point, he was trying to teach me more about Islam, you know, that they're not all Muslims are terrorists, that it's not, you can't really believe whatever the TV says, and, you know, that they're actually amazing people, you know, that, you know, back then I was thinking like they're dirty people, they're, you know, whatever the TV said, you know, just showing all that bad images of the people, you know, dirty, you know, vulgar, aggressive. That was all my image of Muslims back then. And yeah, basically he starts showing me and my sister as well a little bit that Muslims are like those amazing, kind people, generous, clean, you know, because they explained to me you have to actually wash yourself a couple times a day before you pray. But at that point I knew a little bit about Islam, and I didn't really consider becoming a Muslim, just I learned a little bit about it. So I'm back in Belfast, I'm back in my house living with my mom, and one day basically she slipped in the toilet and she hit her head pretty badly, and I was shocked, you know, I was scared, I was didn't know what to do, you know. In the end it was all right, she was fine, but it shocked me so much that basically one of only persons I can talk to could die at this moment, you know. She wouldn't be there for me, and what would happen if I would be drunk at that time, or I would be stoned at that time, you know, if there would be nothing I can do about it basically, and she would just die at that moment. So when I found out she was fine, and I was so relieved, I said, thank you God, you know, I'm so grateful, I never felt like anything like that in my life. So I was thinking where this came from, you know, I never prayed, I never was a religious person, so where this coming from, you know. And I got this amazing feeling, like for a second there I was closer to God than I was never before, and that actually made me feel quite happy, first time in so long that I start considering the things that I learned, you know, the being a Muslim, being a righteous person, and basically learning more about the religion. And because my sister was close, and at that point she became a Muslim as well, she was Muslim as well, and I had someone to ask, I had someone to teach me about the religion, I decided to learn, basically. I decided to ask, to learn as much as I can. What do you need? How do you become a Muslim? What do you need to do to become a Muslim? And basically went back and forth from Belfast to visit my sister, back to Belfast again. And finally, I think I learned enough to become a Muslim, and I took my Shahada. I did it over a phone, you know. It wasn't a masjid. It wasn't like a big celebration, because I was still quite anxious. I was still, you know, would still enjoy more, that's a wrong word. I would still feel more comfortable in a small group of people, basically, that I knew and I trusted. So the Shahada I took over a phone with my brother-in-law now, he is my brother-in-law now, basically, and I asked him to basically give me a Shahada. And so the moment I became a Muslim, it changed all my life. I stopped drinking, I stopped drugs, I started praying five times a day. I'm more social, because I met loads of brothers, you know, start going Jummah. People helping me all over, you know, brothers, all the good Muslims helping me. So yeah, I opened up to people. I became healthier because I stopped the bad of whatever I was doing. So yeah, just improvements from day after day. And I feel like getting closer to God with every day, with every prayer. And I stopped being depressed at that moment, and I'm happy with my life. So I would advise anyone to not listen to all the rumors you hear about Islam, not listen about everything you hear on the internet or in the media. I mean, if you really want to know the truth, learn about it. Learn it from the people that actually know about it. Read a little bit of Quran, even Google it. Go online, Czech interview just like this one. Assalamu alaikum.